Thank you, Robin. Some more news stories now, starting with the emphasis on the NHS and finishing on a higher note. An MP has pleaded with the NHS to reopen a city pharmacy after a string of high-profile closures. Clive Lewis, Labour MP for Norwich South, has called on the health service to reinstate the facility at the University of East Anglia's Medical Centre, near the Bluebell Road entrance to the campus. In a letter to NHS bosses, he referenced other closures in Beaufort and on Coleman Road, and he wrote, "This is the third pharmacy to close in my constituency recently. The demographic of the area surrounding the pharmacy is made up of students, families, and a larger than average amount of older residents, many of whom have mobility issues and lack access to regular transport. The consequences of this closure have been a disaster for too many local residents and students alike. I urge you to reconsider." The letter follows a survey carried out by Mr. Lewis's office, which found more than 90% of 2,000 locals went to a pharmacy to be reinstated at the UEA site.
Government officials have been asked to investigate what went wrong at the collapsing organisation in charge of Norwich's NHS walk-in centre. One Norwich Practices announced in October it is winding down, leaving health bosses scrambling to find a replacement provider for its services. The organisation currently runs the city's walk-in centre, as well as vulnerable adult services and the GP surgery on Rouen Road, Norwich's biggest practice. But after it was revealed that one Norwich Practices had become financially unsustainable, it was announced it would be closing down. Now, the government has been urged to carry out an investigation into what went wrong at the company. In a written question to Health Minister Lord Markham, former Green Party leader Baroness Bennett asked whether the government will conduct an investigation into the board of that company and its management of services. In response, Lord Markham wrote, "Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board and One Norwich Practices have been working constructively to identify appropriate alternative providers and develop plans to transfer services and staff. The Integrated Care Board's immediate priorities are to ensure that disruption to patient care is minimised and to protect the well-being of staff at One Norwich Practices."
A Norwich plumber has become the first person in the world to undergo a new kind of surgery, inspired by his family's history of heart problems. Greg Bright underwent successful heart surgery at the Royal Papworth Hospital to repair his mitral valve, a small flap in the heart that stops blood flowing in the wrong direction. But during the operation, he became the first person in the world to be treated using a blood product powder as part of a trial being run at the Cambridge Hospital. The study uses a powder created from waste products in donated blood, which is dried and given to patients to encourage natural blood clotting during operations. This, it is hoped, will prevent complications caused by people bleeding during operations. Mr. Bright said he was inspired to put himself forward for the trial due to the history of heart problems in his family. He said, "My mum had a double heart bypass when she was 50, and my younger brother had open heart surgery in the early 1960s, when he was born with a 2-pence size hole in his heart between his ventricles. I am very grateful for the support the NHS has given me. So if I can help to be involved in something that proves beneficial for others in the future, I am more than happy to do so.
The contrasting experiences of her parents have prompted a woman to vow to help others benefit from the best-kept secret in the NHS. Ross Setterfield from Norwich lost her parents Philip and Reba Setterfield 3 years apart, with her mum dying in August 2021 at the age of 86. 3 years earlier, her father died at the age of 92. However, their experiences in later life differed drastically due to Ms. Setterfield securing her mother additional funding through a system called NHS Continuing Healthcare. NHS Continuing Healthcare is a fully funded care package available through the NHS in addition to ordinary social care, and only available to people fitting certain criteria. Miss Setterfield did not learn of its existence until her mother needed it, but retrospectively learned her father could have benefited as well. Now she has set up her own consultancy, Arrow, to help others learn whether or not they can unlock the funding too. She said, "This feels like the best kept secret in the NHS. There's a crazy process that you have to go through, and often those things don't go to plan, resulting in people missing out." Miss Setterfield is hoping that her experience of successfully applying for her mum could help others also benefit. She added, "My dad was fully eligible, but missed out, and as a result had an awful experience. I don't want anybody else to have to go through that."
Norfolk is to receive almost £2 million to help ease pressures on hospitals, which triggered warnings the county could face a care crisis this winter. The county has been identified by NHS England as one of the areas which needs to be targeted as having the greatest challenges with urgent and emergency care. Two of Norfolk's hospitals declared critical incidents last month as pressure intensified on the NHS ahead of one of the busiest times of the year, with council leaders warning the need for social care support was increasing, and with plummeting temperatures raising the likelihood of people needing extra hospital treatment and extra social care support. The government has announced extra money to help reduce pressure on the system and free up hospital beds. Norfolk County Council will get just under £2 million from a £40 million fund.
Ryanair will fly three new routes out of Norwich Airport to desirable Mediterranean destinations from next spring, it has been revealed. The budget airline will run flights to Malta, Alicante and Faro on Mondays and Fridays from April the 1st, as well as a host of return journeys. Aviation analyst Sean Moulton shared the news with his 16,600 followers on X, along with detailed flight times and numbers. Tickets are not yet on sale, but have been loaded onto Ryanair's online system ahead of the new year, which Mr. Moulton said he expects to be available for purchase soon.
The gold standard of bell ringing was performed at a city centre church to mark the 50th anniversary of its closure. A peal, in which the bells are rung continuously in more than 5,000 different sequences and typically takes 3 hours, was performed at All Saints Church in Wesselgate. Maintained by Norfolk Historic Churches Trust, the church has been redundant since 1973 and is now used as an antique centre and cafe. The ringers at All Saints rang a piece known as Cambridge Surprise Minor, last Wednesday evening, conducted by David Brown. There is a set of six bells in the church's 15th century tower, with one dating back to 1647, having been moved and put on display at St. Martin at Palace Plain. The restoration of the Grade I listed building has totaled nearly £800,000, and NHCT is hoping the work will be completed next spring. It closed as a church in 1975 and has since been used as a gym and an art exhibition over the years, with hopes to include a piano bar in the future.
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Elaine will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Sue and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.